This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Jennifer Shaul, S-H-A-U-L-L, Shaul. Date of birth 9/4/1978. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Shaul with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, history of membranous glomerulonephritis, cerebral palsy, and hypertension. Currently normal, tensive, or slightly low. Her last visit was April 17th of this year. She is accompanied by her father. At her last visit, she complained of vertigo and had gone into ER. She reports that is significantly better, although she often does feel fatigued and tired, but not dizzy, and she's had no falls since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has gained 6 pounds over the last 4 months, but that is not fluid weight. She doesn't have any swelling, she reports. She's just been eating very well. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear. She does have to self-catheterize, though, and that is going well, and no recent UTIs. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix. She takes 40 milligram 2 daily for edema. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent twice a day with the Lasix. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical examination, weight is 153 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 100 over 70, pulse 95, and blood pressure or oxygen saturation 99% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, and no edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 28th of 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.42 with estimated GFR of 47. Phosphorus 3, calcium 8.8, albumin 4.6. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels. No progression, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, currently on the low side, but the dizziness is gone and she's stable. 3, membranous glomerulonephritis. We'll continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.